BBC Audio presents the M.R. James BBC Radio Collection, dramatisations and readings of his classic ghost stories.
The Ghost Stories of M.R. James, dramatised by Neil Brand, and Mark Gatiss as M.R. James. Mezzotint by M.R. James.
You can't do this to me, Francis. String a man up without benefit of law.
I'm squire here, Gordy. I am the law. You shot my keeper, you'll swing for it. Pull away, lads!
Last of my line, Francis, as you are last!
Pull! 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 Hold his legs, lads. I'm not so heartless I'll watch a man suffer. Right, you know what to do with the body. And let that be a lesson to all who would poach on my land.
There is a gentleman presiding over an art museum at another university called Dr. Williams, a man, some might say, not dissimilar to myself. His occupation and his enjoyment is entirely bound up in enlarging the already unsurpassed collection of English topographical drawings and engravings possessed by his museum. Yet, as it turned out, even a department so homely and familiar as this may have its dark corners.
Dear sir, we beg to call your attention to number 978 in our accompanying catalogue, which we shall be glad to send on approval. Yours faithfully, J.W. Britnell. 978. Unknown. Interesting mezzotint. View of a manor house, early part of the century. £2, 2 shillings. Bit steep.
It was often Williams's habit of an evening to invite his friend Nisbet over for drinks before supper in Hall.
Now, where's this rotten engraving Britnell sent you?
Heaven knows why he thought I'd be interested in it, let alone the museum. Here, see for yourself.
Ah, looks like he should be hanging in a pub. Fine manor house, terrible amateurish engraving.
Queen Anne House, I thought.
Engraved early this century, I'd say. He signed it, whoever he is. A.W.F. sculpts it. Bravo, A.W.F.
Britnell must think I've lost my senses. 2 guineas for that. 5 bob, I might consider it.
Ah. What's this attached to the back? Torn off bit of paper.
Oh, I have noticed that. Something Ingley Hall? Can't read it. Essex? Sussex?
Ah, that's the supper bell. Come on, don't want to miss Grace.
Binks, I am quite prepared to admit my mistakes when I make them, but I am quite correct in saying that Raphael is by far the greatest of the Renaissance painters.
Oh, poppycock.
Botticelli is unrivaled by any other so-called master.
Oh, really? Let me get the brandy.
After supper was quite a different matter. Debates begun at the dinner table would often run on into the night and necessitate a change of venue.
Hello, what's this then?
Oh, some dreadful etching Britnell sent me. I'm going to send it back with a sharp note.
Now, this is what I mean. You have no artistic judgment at all. It's a rather good engraving, Williams. The artist has caught the moonlight on the lawn extremely well.
Now you're just being provocative.
No, I am not. It's really a very good piece of work. The light is admirably managed, it seems to me. And the figure, though it's rather too grotesque, is somehow very impressive.
Oh, what are you talking about? There's no figure.
Well, if you'll just do me the courtesy of looking at it, you'll see there is a figure. Look.
Give it here.
And indeed there was.
Oh, God.
Hardly more than a black blot on the extreme edge of the engraving. The head of a man or woman, a good deal muffled up, the back turned to the spectator and looking towards the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?